Welcome to First United Methodist Church's worship service. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org to learn about in-person worship times at both locations. Worship will begin shortly. We are glad that you are with us.
God is good. All the time. Amen. Good morning, church. My name is Bruce Stark, and I am not a pastor here. For those of you that don't know me, I'm just a loudmouth. I'm jack of all trades, master of none, and I've been asked to come up here and talk to you. I want to welcome you to the First United Methodist Church of Brighton and Whitmore Lake. We want to welcome the online people, too, because we are live streaming today, so they get to see the show. This is a church that wants to know God, love God, and serve God. Today, our message will be brought to you by the annual theater group in their performance of the Agape League, a superhero adventure about the fruits of the Spirit. And I know you're going to love it because I stopped in a couple times this week in the church and the kids were just going crazy. They're absolutely doing a wonderful job and it's going to be great. Inside the bulletins you received as you walked in, there's a connection card. Please fill out the connection card so we know who you are, where you are. Flip it over on the back and you can find out all the events and everything that's offered at the church. And you can go ahead and check anything that you'd be interested in. There's also prayer cards in the back of the pews in front of you. They're yellow prayer cards. If you have prayer concerns that you need, fill them out. And you can check whether you want the pastor, the person that prays, and anybody else that needs to pray. They will be praying for you. Like I said, it says introduce the worship leaders. I said, who's the worship leader? She said, you. I said, oh, I already introduced me, so we're good. Now, at this time, I want to invite any of the kids that want to go to Sunday school that they can. Okay. Wait a minute. Let me change it. Okay, don't worry about it. Kids get to stay. I was going to tell the kids they could stay if they wanted anyway, but this way they don't get a choice. So, got a couple of announcements this morning. Thursday, August 20th at 11:30, they're going to have the summer luncheon. This is a really, really good luncheon. When I first started coming to this church, it was called the UMW Summer Luncheon, and I thought, well, that just means UMW is going to lunch. What I found out later is this is open to everybody. And if you miss this, you're missing out on a big deal because these women know what they're doing. They put on a luncheon. You can get tickets from either any of the UMW members or you can buy them at the door. And I highly recommend that you be there. And don't eat all the food because I'm going to be really hungry when I get there. Bounce Back Sunday. There's only going to be one worship at 10 o'clock on September 13th. This is when we kind of kick off the beginning of the year and we get back into our regular flow of things. And I'm sure you're going to want to be there. There's backpacks, Bibles, bounce house, everything. You're going to have a good time. So, all that being said, please rise as we begin our first song, number 384, Love Divine, All Loves Excelling.
Thank you.
Please join me now in the opening prayer. Lord, I pray that you will fill me with the fruits of the Spirit. Teach me to love others as you have loved me, without limits or conditions. Remind me of the great joy that comes from knowing I am yours. Make me a peacemaker in a world full of conflict. Give me patience to wait with hope instead of resentment. When I'm frustrated with others, remind me how many times you've been kind to me in my worst moments. Help me to choose what's right over what's convenient, what honors you over what gains approval, and grow a faith in me that outlasts your feelings. Now, if you would join me in the prayer that Jesus taught the disciples to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever and ever.
In the mountains above a city near you, Earth's noblest heroes have begun to assemble in the Fortress of Virtue. Known for extravagant displays of the highest virtues, they face a common enemy. Uniting together is their only defense to withstand the enemy's tricks that cannot be withstood alone. These heroes serve on the front lines every day, evidence of virtues available to every follower of Christ. This day, a day like no other, they assemble together, the Agape League. Above a city near you, Earth's noblest heroes have begun to assemble in the Fortress of Virtue. Known for extravagant displays of the highest virtues, they face a common enemy. Uniting together is their only defense to withstand the enemy's tricks that cannot be withstood alone. These heroes serve on the front lines every day. Evidence of virtues available to every follower of Christ. On this day, a day like no other, they assemble together. The Agape League.
Identity confirmed. General Agape. Extraordinary ability, love. Identity confirmed. Shadow. Extraordinary ability, faithfulness.
Shadow, I thought that you said that you called all of the League members in?
I did. I activated all of the correspondence beacons last night.
Where's Ironblade?
Well, someone needs to check on him. Will you look into it, Oracle?
Yes, General. Using the HPS now.
Hero positioning system. Tracking Ironblade. Tracking, tracking, tracking. Identity confirmed. Jumper. Extraordinary ability, Joy. Identity confirmed. Serenity. Extraordinary ability, Peace.
Jumper, Serenity, it's great to see you.
It's been too long, Shadow. How's the new homeless shelter going?
It's going great. My team is working night and day, doing laundry and cooking meals to help the unhoused.
Providing cots and hots, that's our motto.
That's not our motto. Our motto is warm in the winter, cool in the summer, and beds and meals for all.
Boring.
Our latest project is free medical supplies. Anglewrap, anyone?
Okay, then.
Come on, guys. Better get back to work.
I've been so busy with the Clean Planet Project, we haven't had time to hang.
I would love to hear about it over a coffee, but we better pick a date before General Agape gives us...
Sorry, superheroes, but there's no time for Starbucks right now. The Agape League is needed now more than ever.
Yes, but we need every member of the team. Oracle, how's the search coming?
No matches found. No matches found.
No matches found... For what?
Ironblade.
Identity confirmed. Honeycomb. Extraordinary ability, kindness.
Welcome, Honeycomb.
I'm afraid it might be impossible to complete our mission.
What? Why?
Ironblade is missing. We must find Ironblade as soon as possible.
I'm on it.
Two Kates are better than one. I'll go with.
Whoa, hold up. Why don't you two sit tight for now? The rest of the group will be on their way shortly.
Why don't we send Frieza Burn instead? With his ability, he can freeze time and keep Ironblade in one place, which will make it easier to find him.
Identity confirmed. Freezer Burn. Extraordinary ability, patience.
I'm so glad you're here, Freezer Burn. We need your freeze power.
We'll need your whole team for this one.
Identities confirmed. Lambswool and Golden Girl. Extraordinary abilities, gentleness and goodness.
Great to see you, Lambswool and Golden Girl. That's everyone. Circle up. We have an important mission ahead of us, but we'll need all of you to accomplish it.
Unfortunately, Ironblade is still missing and cannot be located on the hero positioning system.
Frieza Burn, would you go see if you can find him?
My team and I will be back before you even know we're gone. Yeah, faster than a speeding bullet.
That's a different superhero.
It still applies.
Whatever, guys. Let's fly.
Ready to freeze?
What region should we take, Bot?
Shiver, you take the northeast. Glacia, you take the northwest. Boria, you take the southwest, and I'll take the southeast. We'll be back in a flash.
Wait! First, we need to strike a pose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That never gets old, does it? Ready, team?
Team away!
And we're back. Man, Freezer Team, you do not mess around.
Well, did you find Ironblade?
Yes, well, that's the thing.
You did.
Great, so is he here?
That's the thing.
Thank you, Freezer Team. Now we can focus on the mission I called you here for.
We'll need everyone using their unique abilities and the virtues that God has cultivated in you to complete this mission.
Let us leave behind the sin that binds.
Let us run, run, run in the path of truth, and in freedom we will stand. The fruit of the Spirit will shine in everything you do. The fruit of the Spirit will shine in everything you do. Love, joy, peace, temptation, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. The fruit of the Spirit will shine in, shine in everything. Oh, 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 oh.
Let us walk, walk, walk
in the Spirit of the Lord. Let us leave behind the sin that binds. Let us run, run, run in the path of truth, and in freedom we will stand. The fruit of the Spirit will shine in everything you do. The fruit of the Spirit will shine in everything you do. Love, joy, peace, temptation, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. The fruit of the Spirit will shine in, shine in everything. Oh, 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 oh.
Briefings.
On it, General. There's trouble brewing in Suburbiana City. People are fighting over the littlest things, and people are so absorbed in their own problems that the whole city is falling apart.
Sounds like they need some random acts of kindness. What's the buzz, team? Let's put our brains together to make life sweeter in Suburbiana.
How about paying for someone's coffee in line?
Oh, I love when that happens to me.
Compliments.
Or we could get people involved in a kindness.
Those are all great ideas. That should make a difference.
Let's put those ideas to work, team.
But there's no way we can make it to the city in time.
But somehow we need to remind the people of suburbia and a city how to live with the fruits of the Spirit.
Logically speaking, it will only work if we focus on one person at a time.
We can start with Jess and Jeffrey Sandler. These siblings are rivals to the extreme.
That's a great idea. Lambswool, you will run the operation along with Freezerburn and Ironblade.
Wait, where is Ironblade?
That's what I've been trying to tell you.
Oh, there you are, Ironblade.
Hey, you told me you were taking me to the world's biggest arcade.
Just follow me. I'll be happy to show you around.
Love the costumes, guys.
What?
So, do you guys work here? Where do I buy tokens?
Everything here is free. No tokens.
Yeah, free. Even the ice cream.
And wait until you see the view from the Castle Tower Observatory.
There's a tower in my game.
Okay, but this one's real. Remember reality? The tower is where the arcade games are.
Well, why didn't you say so? Let's go!
I don't understand. Why is he acting so weird?
Freezerburn, may I have a word with you? Privately?
General, Ironblade is completely removed from reality. The only way I could convince him to come here was by telling him it's an arcade. It's the first thing that popped into my head.
Lambswool, it's worse than we could have imagined. Ironblade seems to have forgotten his superhero identity.
What? How is this possible, Doctor? How can he lose his ability?
Oh, I didn't say he lost his ability. I said he forgot his identity.
Sometimes even we can forget the virtues that God has given us through his Spirit. Golden Girl, you have the unique ability of recognizing talents. Do you have any idea what's happened to Ironblade?
It seems like his self-control power is still there. It's just hidden, but he can unlock it.
We will do whatever it takes to help Ironblade remember.
The key is focus. If you can get him to focus on the right things, his identity will change.
If my time in Agape League has taught me anything, it's to put our focus on God. Let's pray, everyone.
Excellent idea, Serenity.
Father, we thank you for your unfailing love and for allowing us to demonstrate your love to those around us. Please guide us as we dedicate this unique mission to you. Amen.
I found something. The Agape interface uncovered these statistics relating to Ironblade's last mission.
Cultural immersion, distraction, the tyranny of the urgent, amusement as the highest priority, selfishness.
It seems that Ironblade was so immersed in the culture and technological distractions, he didn't even realize he was neglecting to display his ability of self-control.
After a while, he must have forgotten who he was.
Where was his last mission posting?
Checking on that, General.
Ironblade, last posting, Suburbiana City.
Suburbiana City?
Yes! He does seem to be affected by the same selfishness and insensitivity that is plaguing that city. Does anybody have a charger? My battery's low.
I do. Let me charge it for you.
Thanks. There is nothing worse than when your battery gets down to 7%.
Yeah, right. 7%.
Guys, what if we remind Ironblade what we're all about? Maybe that will bring back his memory.
This will be fun, everyone. I need, come on, Joy Team, it's our turn to bring the joy.
Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice.
Ask and you receive, and your joy will be complete.
Romans 15:13 says, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that it may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you.
Praise be to the Lord, he has heard my cry. He has heard my cry for mercy. Yeah, for mercy.
Praise be to the Lord, he has heard my cry. He has heard my cry for mercy.
With you guys.
You do?
Yeah. The people taking me around, they said there's free ice cream. Can I get some now?
Let's go check on that. Do we have any ice cream here?
Don't worry, he'll come around.
Yeah, I'm sure if he spends a little more time at the fortress, he'll start to remember. It's not a race, everyone. We just have to be patient.
Whoa! Earthquake!
General, what was that?
I'm not sure.
No offense, your ice cream selection was that amazing. What kind of arcade only has kale smoothies?
What's kale?
I don't think it's food.
Kale's a vegetable in the cabbage family, rich in vitamins and calcium.
Thanks, but I think I'll pass.
It's very healthy for you.
Yum, kale!
Freezer Burn was just about to tell us about his ability.
What ability?
Well, Freezer Burn has a unique ability to demonstrate great patience with people.
What's so special about that?
God gives us the virtue of patience through the power of the Spirit. In Psalm 130, it says, I wait for the Lord, my soul waits, and in his word I put my hope.
Thank you.
you please pull up the statistics I sent you and display them out for our team?
On it, General Agape.
There's something wrong with the Agape interface.
I can't make it work properly.
Maybe I can help.
My game's working just fine.
Limbs, well, will you please take our guest outside for a minute?
Yes, Doctor.
Everyone, I'm afraid there's something I haven't told you yet. I wanted to be completely sure before I did.
Well, what is it?
If Iron Blade fails to recover his memory, we will all forget our identity permanently.
What?
The earthquake you just felt was just one of the beginning signs of the crumbling fortress. Has anybody else experienced anything strange recently?
The Agape interface is definitely broken.
Then we don't have a minute to waste.
How is this even possible?
If an Agape League member fails to use their ability for an extended period of time, then all recollection of their identity will be lost.
And because all of our abilities function together as fruits of the spirit, I calculate that the entire Agape League is in danger of extinction in approximately 3 hours.
No!
So what you're saying is we still have 3 whole hours?
That's the spirit, Jumper.
Don't worry, everyone. God will help us work this out. I need my crew to come help me spread some joy up in here. Jump it! Jump, jump, now jump it! Break it down now.
This is a strange arcade.
One of Jumper's extraordinary abilities is that she is able to display God's joy in any circumstance.
Uh-huh.
You guys, if Iron Blade doesn't recover his memory, we won't be able to help in Suburbiana City.
Let's not panic. Everyone just take a breath. Green Team, help me out here. Remember, God gives his peace in any and every situation.
Philippians 4:6-7 says, do not be anxious about anything.
Even when our fortress is about to crumble?
Even when our fortress is about to crumble.
Even if it seems our fortress is about to crumble.
But even if it does, our God is victorious! Woo!
Oh, you were going somewhere with that. Sorry I jumped in.
God's peace can help us never fear. When you're at peace in your heart, you can think and make better decisions, even in the face of great difficulty.
Yes, let's all take a moment to quiet our minds so we can think more clear.
Do not be anxious about anything, but with everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God.
When the world is closing in and the truth is hard to see, when worry seems so overwhelming, I'll get on my knees.
When the answer isn't clear and my only hope is gone, when I can't see through my fear, I'll get on my knees.
And the peace of God will guard your peace of God will fill.
report that the situation in suburbia in the city is getting worse. When do you think you'll be ready to go?
We just need a bit more time.
I have an idea on how to jog Iron Blade's memory. Maybe the problem is that we've all been showing him our abilities and not giving him a chance to show his special ability.
Wait a minute. Iron Blade's ability of self-control is tied in with Bible knowledge.
The Bible? That sounds familiar.
Yes. Are you remembering something?
Emergency shutdown. Emergency shutdown. Please evacuate Agape Fortress.
Quick, everyone, tell him your favorite Bible verses.
Let love and faithfulness never leave you.
Let the peace of Christ rule in your heart.
I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with an unfailing kindness.
Be patient, brothers and sisters, until the Lord's coming.
We will sing for joy to the Lord, for he has done great things.
Let gentleness be evident to all.
Make every effort to add to your faith goodness.
And among all, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity.
We're running out of time!
Here! I don't think favorite verse! Read this!
Out loud? Well, okay. 2 Peter 1, 5 through 7. For this very reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to goodness knowledge, and to knowledge self-control. I'm feeling kind of strange.
Keep going!
And to self-control, perseverance. These are sounding familiar. Philippians 3, 13 through 14. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself taking hold of it.
It's working!
But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead,
I press on toward the goal to win the prize, for which God has called me heavenward. Jesus!
Identity confirmed. Iron Blade. Extraordinary ability. Self-control.
Praise the Lord. Now we are ready to complete the mission.
What a great reminder Iron Blade has given us to keep our eyes focused intently on Jesus.
Team, let's go to Suburbia City!
I set my eyes to the west, walking away from it all, reaching for a world lies ahead. I've got my eye on it.
I see my sweat hit the ground, I put my foot in the block. This is the race of my life, and I can't wait for this shot.
I can feel the wind on my neck.
Who are we helping today?
Today we've been called here for these kids, Jess and Jeffrey.
My mission was near here, and I started forgetting who I was.
Have your guard up. Be alert, team!
Don't do it, Jeffrey! She's my doll! How did she ever do to you?
I don't like her attitude. It looks like she's judging me with those nod-blinking eyes.
Jeffrey, stop it!
That's it. Nope, I'm gonna throw it right there in the middle of the street.
You're me, and everyone will play with you again.
Wow, I was just kidding. But now, maybe I really will throw it.
This is a really busy street. We need to intervene. Too late. He shoots. He scores.
Jeffrey, I'll never forgive you. I'm going to get her.
Wait, it's not safe.
You're always trying to
fall for it. Whoa, you all good there? You could have gotten really hurt.
What happened?
The important thing is you're safe. And use your doll safe and sound.
Jess? Wait, what happened?
I don't know, but I got my doll back.
Oh, looks like your doll has a torn dress. Do you have any other clothes for her?
Do I ever? I have tons of clothes.
Why don't you show us?
Okay.
Jeffrey, what happened here?
I don't know. She's just playing. She's such a crybaby.
Jeff, someone could have gotten really hurt.
We were sent to help you. It looks like you got here just in time. I know, sisters. It's her own fault. She's always bugging me.
I know it's always to be kind. Always easy to be kind. But God can give us a spirit that will help us be kind even when we don't feel like it.
I'm looking out for number one. Racing through a busy day. Don't think about getting in my way. I want it here, I want it now. Waiting will just slow me down. No time to stop and smile or even look 'em in the eye.
In compassion and kindness, Colossians 3:12.
Sometimes it just feels like she's just trying to push my buttons.
I understand how you feel. We all get angry sometimes.
And we all get annoyed at each other sometimes, but God shows us a better way.
God can give you the strength to have self-control and to do the right thing.
Sorry for being a pain, Jeffrey, but sometimes you make me mad. But Landville's been telling me about how God wants us to treat each other, so I guess I really am thankful you're my brother.
Well, now I feel terrible. I'm sorry, too. I guess I have a lot to learn.
We're all on a journey.
The Agape League once again prevails against the powers of darkness.
The Spirit of the Lord empowers them to withstand the enemy's tricks that cannot be withstood alone. They will stand to face another adventure. The Agape League.
Agape League! From this song above, we will overcome, stand strong! Agape League! We will show it love, and the power of love above, unite! Agape League, unite!
Agape League, unite! The Lord is my strength, the Lord is my shield, my heart trusts in Him, and He helps me, yeah, He helps me. The Lord is my strength, the Lord is my shield. My heart trusts in Him, and He helps me. Yeah, He helps me. Oh, He gives me joy. My Jesus gives me joy. Oh, He gives me joy. My Jesus gives me joy. Oh, He gives me joy.
He gives me joy.
He gives me joy.
Oh,
He gives me joy. He gives me joy. He gives me joy.
Wasn't that something? You young people did a great job. Now, back to business. We call the ushers forward for our tithes and offering. If you're a visitor, a guest, a first-timer, don't feel the need. You're not obligated to put something into the tray. But if you're one of our regular members, please give generously. The programs like this might be able to continue. And if I'm not mistaken, I think the young people are coming back while you're doing the offering. So let's hear it for the young people one more time. Here they come.
I've got my eye on it.
So easily entangles, and let us run and persevere the race that is marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus.
Keep in mind, second show is in about a half hour if you want to see it again. Now, you have learned about the fruits of the Spirit from the young people today. Now it's your job to go out and teach the fruits of the Spirit to all your friends, your neighbors, and anybody you run into. So, go in peace, go in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and don't forget, God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it. Amen.
We are so glad you worshiped with us. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. You were invited into this mission by worshiping, joining one or more small groups, sharing prayer requests, and becoming part of the community. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org for details about in-person worship at both of our two locations. We hope you were blessed by this worship. Please click the like button, subscribe to our channel, share this video, and join us again next week.